This is a dispatch from the Institute of Magical Historicity. These dispatches come in from across our worldwide network in New York, Zurich, Rochester, Prague, and San Francisco. They are written and read by Institute President Benjamin Wax and scored by the Dean of Aesthetics, Ariel Cruz. They have been peer-reviewed for accuracy by the Council of Three and fact-checked by Institute staff. For more information, visit magicalhistoricity.com. Magic Trick. Sitting in a cafe, a young man on a first date tries to impress the woman he fears is too beautiful for him by performing a card trick. It fails all three times, and the expression on her face burns itself into his heart, where it will stink of char and fear. What he does not know is that the three cards he pulled by accident are the most important in her life. The King of Diamonds was the signature her absent father once used for himself when he wired the money that helped pay for her college tuition. The Ace of Spades is mentioned in the chorus of a song that she listens to whenever her heart is breaking. And the Five of Clubs is the punchline of an in-joke that she and her best friends have had ever since a trip to Vegas in college. The looks she is giving him are of awe and wonderment. How is this possible? And neither of them understands what is happening. He is going to hurt her terribly by withdrawing in shame and closing himself off as she wonders what she has done to be judged so unworthy. He will leave thinking that he is an oaf who can't even do a simple card trick. And she will go home thinking she is not pretty or interesting enough to keep the attention of someone who knows her so well, and will vomit in the toilet. He will give up card tricks, but learn some simple illusions with string and rubber bands, and move in with the first girl who acts impressed, not understanding that this girl is settling for a lesser version of him. She will not get involved with anyone for a long time, waiting for that same magic to strike, trying to make herself appealing to whomever can produce a moment that profound for her, and no one else. It never occurs to her that she, too, could be that moment for someone. One day, they will bump into each other by accident at a wedding reception. He is 2 weeks away from proposing to his girlfriend. She is still single. They both pretend not to remember the incident very well, but they can't stop talking to each other. A cousin of the bride likes to do sleight of hand and steps over to the bar, asking each of them to pick a card. He picks the King of Diamonds. She picks the Ace of Spades. They stare at each other, hearts racing, as they are asked to put the cards back in the deck. She refuses. The magician is baffled, but he stares at her in awe. He says he won't give his card back either. The magician gets angry. They're ruining his time at the wedding. But she grabs the deck, and he keeps the magician at bay as she ruffles through it to find the Five of Clubs. And then they run off together. Out of the reception, out of the building, until they reach a bar 6 blocks away and stop, out of breath, and order the same drinks they were having all those years before. The magician, they agree, did not understand magic at all. They think they do, for the first time, and that in this moment, anything is possible. He gives her his card. She weeps. He thinks, "I've been lying to my girlfriend for years. I'm not happy. Something's wrong." Anything can happen. The magic trick does not guarantee a happy ending. But so long as they do not lie to each other, they will come out much closer to the people they want to be. That is how the trick ends.
This has been a dispatch from the Institute of Magical Historicity. The Institute is headquartered in San Francisco with major offices in New York, Zurich, Rochester, and Prague. Dispatches are released twice a month on iTunes, SoundCloud, and other services, with additional dispatches provided exclusively to Institute members. Dispatches cannot be taken for credit, but can serve as course prerequisites. We'd like to thank our supporters, including Mikhail Arianov, Sarah Daniels, and Cynthia Jones. The Institute is a signatory to the Johannesburg Protocols and is in no way affiliated with Benjamin Winter or his estate. For more information, including a selection of workshops, books, artifacts, and certifications in magical historicity, visit magicalhistoricity.com. You can support the Institute or become a member on Patreon at patreon.com/magicalhistoricity.